This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people really think they will be left alone to say we believe and they will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we have certainly tested the people before them so that Allah may see and know who is truthful in their claims of faith, in their claims to faith, and who were the liars. Everyone knows what has been weighing on all of our hearts this past week in particular, and everyone's been plugged in and following, but allow me to begin by sharing a story with you that no matter how plugged in you are, you will not hear on the news. This is the story of a Palestinian child, a child from Palestine with tremendous faith, that was abducted away from his parents and subjected to human trafficking and sold despite his prestige on the slave market, and then falsely accused and as a result left to die in prison. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had another plan for him. Allah, the Blessed and Exalted, transformed his condition entirely and granted him global power and brought back to him his brothers who were the reason for it all, who betrayed him, and his parents who were longing for him. This is the story of Surah Yusuf. This is Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, isn't it? The story that reminds us that behind every last event is the wisdom of the divine, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that every event in the course of history will only unfold as he intends, as he wishes. And just as Allah Azza wa Jal had a plan for Yusuf alayhi salam, he also has a plan for Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and the people of Palestine. And just as Allah Azza wa Jal gave a chance at the very end for those brothers who betrayed him to be forgiven and redeemed, perhaps there is still a chance for so many of the Muslim nations and Muslim individuals to be forgiven and redeemed for where they fell short with regards to Palestine. And after the story of Yusuf in that surah, Allah ends it by saying, right towards the conclusion, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was facing at the time so much atrocity, so much persecution, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. This was the same way with the previous nations, O Muhammad. Things continued to look bleak, continued to look dark, until hope was lost or nearly lost. And they thought they were denied. No one was ever going to support them. Our support came out of nowhere. Our support came and changed the entire situation. And so I know, and it is normal for despair to knock on every human being's door. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, the people before you were subject to so much, and the earth shook beneath them until the messenger themselves and those that believed with them said, when is it coming already? أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. He responds by saying, certainly the support of Allah is always near. And so when it looks bleak and dark and things become too difficult to be optimistic, we have to be able to see through that darkness. That is now our test, with the light of the Quran. You know, when the Muslims were massacred at Uhud, and their bodies were mutilated, and the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, said, we never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam cry the way he cried for his uncle Hamza, seeing what happened to his body. At that time, when the Quran addressed the situation, what was the light, enlightenment of the Quran? It didn't say, because you left the strategic position of the hill. It didn't say you should have fought them from the rooftops of Medina, like some people had suggested. In fact, the Quran criticized those that started playing the blame game and said to them, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, even if you all had remained home, those who were destined to die are going to meet what was written for them. They were going to die in their homes anyway. Addressing a completely different dynamic. وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah said about Uhud. What happened? He didn't say you left the hill. He said you disobeyed. Because it wasn't the hill that was protecting you. It was the obedience to Allah that was protecting you. That happened to manifest in the instructions of staying on top of the hill. And then Allah consoled them after these events with more ayat regarding Uhud. And he revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. And how many there has there been? Meaning there have been so many that are going through what you're going through, feeling what you're feeling, resisting to give in the way you're resisting to those emotions that could suffocate a person. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ How many prophets? Countless prophets. And alongside them were people of God, God-fearing people that fought alongside them. فَمَا وَهَنُوا And they never lost heart. لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ To what happened to them in the path of God. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا They never gave up. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا They never gave in. Even you notice the words are almost synonyms to tell you this and this and it was all right there. Giving up and losing heart and stop trying. None of any of this. They didn't give in. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ And Allah loves those who are patient. So they will be many before you, O Muhammad. And inshallah, they will be many of your followers, O Muhammad, that are like this. May we be of those people. Due to the faith that flares inside of us in the likes of these events, we are not broken. We will never be broken. We are not alone. The ayah is as if it's saying, you're not alone. It wasn't a handful of people. It wasn't just the prophets. Even those with them, they never gave up. And even the wording due to what hits them for Allah. What makes the wound sustainable? The fact that they did it for Allah. The fact that Allah loves the patient. So I'll be patient. At the end of the day, Yusuf alayhi salam, after it all, it wasn't just happy because he got his victory. He got the reunion. He got redeemed. At the end of it, Yusuf alayhi salam said what? That once young boy from Palestine, he said, وَتَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا Oh Allah, just allow me to die a Muslim. That's the price. Allow me to meet you knowing that you love me. That's it. That's all that matters. And if you want inspiration for this, this is what blows our minds sometimes. Look at the people of Gaza today. We're sitting here wondering, how are things going to unfold for us thousands of miles away? Because we're speaking up a word of truth and refusing to be intimidated, refusing to be bullied into not speaking and making the world aware of the atrocities. They're over there saying, so what if I spent 40 years building my house with my life savings? They're rocks. Rocks get rebuilt. So long as they're rocks, they can be rebuilt. So long as my womb is functional, I'll make more babies. Is the interview over? I need to go bury 20 of my relatives. You think I'm forced to be here? I have a citizenship in America and in Europe and in Finland, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm stationed here, honored by Allah, to be a follower of Muhammad, to be a believer in the Quran. You will never break me. Isn't it something to stop at? The fact that they are the ones inspiring us now. Because that's what faith does when the events come. This is the beauty of the events. You know, when you believe in theory, because the Quran says Allah accepts your dua, it's very different than when Allah has accepted your dua and responded time and time again. Your faith goes to another level. You know what it's like to read Allah is with you and the angels support the pious. But when you feel Allah's nearness, they feel it. They feel the presence of the angels around them. Allah Azza wa Jal said also about the massacre of Uhud and the threats that came after Uhud in that moment of vulnerability. He celebrates a people who were told, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ Humanity has united against you, so fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا So it increased them in faith. What increased them in faith? It was the event that caused their faith to glow, their faith to radiate. And then the ayah right after, Allah says, how many prophets and God-fearing people alongside them never lost hope, never lost heart. The ayah right after it says what? It's truly an unusual ayah. Very unexpected. It says, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ. And their statement, they said nothing but. These people that were afflicted so much and never gave up, they said nothing but, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. O our Lord, forgive us for our sins. وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. And our trespasses against ourselves. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا. And keep our feet firm and give us victory. The last thing you think about when you're being subjugated, when you're being oppressed, is my sins, right? This ayah comes to tell you, be careful of the sense of entitlement. Right now, think about, why hasn't it come yet? What is wrong? Allah is saying, the God-fearing people of old, fighting alongside the prophets, resisting oppression alongside the prophets, they were saying what? I know a part of this is me. I know I'm submitting to Allah on my terms, not His terms. I know the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I pray, the way I don't, the way I dress, the way I earn, the way I abuse, the way I ignore. I know it's a part of it. Oh Allah, forgive us and keep our feet firm. Forgive my share of this. But the greatest factor ultimately is for you to never lose your spirit, never to lose hope. You constantly now are going to know that Allah has not disowned you. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives these Sahaba and us by extension this example of the people before you, that even though they knew they weren't imperfect, Allah called them righteous people that were loved by Allah for their patience. And so don't be alienated from your greatest resource, from Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yes, there's a lot of things to do. Yes, we're going to push back against the hypocrisy of the media. Yes, we're going to stand for justice no matter what happens. But at the end of the day, thank Allah that He has caused your faith to flash a little bit. Caused the masks to fall from those around you. Caused you to stop clinging to the creation, the supposed world powers. Stop expecting a celebrity to swoop in for you. The Creator is all we have. And if we have Him, we have all that we need. And if we don't come away in this series of events with that, then we've come away with nothing. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to harvest from this its greatest fruits and allow us to meet Him while He is pleased with us. May Allah enable this to be a moment of renewed resilience and engagement, not a moment of despair and weakness. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. To close out this khutbah, I want to just reiterate this, what is happening today is also a little bit different. This is the fruit also of decades of organizing, decades of building awareness. You know, what's happening on the ground now, you may or may not notice, is very different. 10 years ago, there are people who would have been totally on the other side of the propaganda machine that are starting to open their eyes. And so we have a duty right now, a greater duty than ever. Not just to change the opinions of the people, but that's a part of it. And that's why I spent the majority of this khutbah speaking about the biggest part of it. Changing your opinion of Allah. Fortifying your relationship with Allah, remembering that He is the everlasting. He's the only one that doesn't fall. You know, the Soviet Union fell, didn't it? And its communist regime. You know, the communists of Eastern Europe fell. The apartheid in South Africa fell. Zionism one day will fall as well. But that may happen in your lifetime. It may not happen in your lifetime. So you're going to fix what you can, what's most important in your lifetime, between you and Allah, through these events, and then you're going to serve, pass the baton with dignity during that span of your life of yours. Only through that first major fundamental centerpiece of your faith, your confidence in Allah, will you ever continue pushing? Will you ever make dua confidently? Will you continue to remind your kids with a sense of responsibility? They have to receive it with honor as well. Will you continue to try to push back against the narrative and adjust the algorithm just a little bit with your shares? Will you continue to adjust your life? Why do you think the protests are being pushed back against? Because they're effective. Why do you think this boycott and divest and sanction movement is being pushed back against? Because it works. That was a big part of, by the way, the South African apartheid and how it fell. There is so much you can do, but start inside and then push in whatever direction Allah has permitted for you. Donate through legitimate means, raise your voice, increase in every sort of advocacy you can, and make sure this spirit of ours, make sure this creed of ours, make sure this faith of ours between you and your children is never fumbled. May Allah Azza wa Jal honor us with this mission. May Allah make us people that push for peace wherever we go and care about justice wherever we go and defend the lives of the innocent even if it inconveniences us wherever we go. May Allah Azza wa Jal strip us of every form of apathy and indifference and non-care and cowardice. May Allah Azza wa Jal make this a lasting change in our lives and the lives of our households. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.